Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today we're talking about an article that recently came out that talks about large language model performance being affected through giving examples and how the performance can be improved by sharing examples with the AI. And this really has a lot of implications. We've talked a lot on this channel before about how if you want to get good results from the AI, you have to give it the right prompts. And then this is now taking it a step further with examples and things like that. And recently, a lot of the AI models have allowed you to upload documents. Jaden, what are your thoughts on this? Where do you see it going?
I mean, I think this is absolutely fascinating. First off, this is research by Google DeepMind, so you know it's very credible. They had a bunch of other firms that helped them do this as well. But essentially, yeah, the findings here were that if you... And this is something that has seemed very intuitive, right? I find a lot of times... when I'm trying to get ChatGPT to write in a certain style or a certain way, I can't like describe it. I'm like, I can't even describe like the tone I want you to use, and it just doesn't feel right. So what I end up doing is I literally, like if I want it to write me a blog post like how I write, I copy one of my old blog posts, paste it in there, and I'm like, write a blog post about this. Here's all the points. Here's everything I want you to cover. Do it in the same style of this blog post. And it does a pretty good job doing that. Could I describe what my style is? No, but maybe I'm just not a good enough prompt engineer. I don't know. It's tricky. But it's like the hack is like you literally copy that. If I want to do all sorts of things, I've done this exact same style. I've even yesterday, for example, I was just playing around for fun on Suno AI making music. And I was like, I want you to create this type of song. The lyrics are about like this and this and that. I went to ChatGPT to like help me write the lyrics for it. And I was like, copy the same style as like Country Road by John Denver. Now, like I didn't say like copy the lyrics, but I was like copy the style of the lyrics, like the tone, like the cadence. And it like did a great job. And the song was like awesome, right? Better than what like Suno was just like organically creating. So it was kind of like a hack. Now, I'm sure some people will think it's like unethical or something to copy like a person's actual name and song. I don't know, whatever. If that's against your moral compass, that's cool. For me, it's a very good hack to like get it to do something. So this is something intuitively I've done for a long time, but now we have the study saying this is literally one of the best ways to do AI models. And right now it's like, I do one example. Cool. They're saying hundreds or thousands of examples in the prompt itself are how you make these things really, really good. Before, this never used to be super possible because the context windows, right? ChatGPT is like, you only can upload pretty much like a page. Now there's a bunch of these AI models, even ChatGPT's context window is getting bigger, but like Claude allows you to upload like a PDF of an entire book, which could just be like a PDF of like 1,000 examples on how to do this one specific thing you're asking it. So fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be really interesting when it comes to a lot of these open source AI models where people are using it for a specific application. You're going to need to either know how to code. In the past, you would have had to need to know how to code your own AI software in order to meet that use case, where now you can just train it on with using your own documents and own company information. Would that be a correct assumption?
Yeah, 100%. So there was kind of this like thing for a long time where it was like, okay, what you're going to do is like use ChatGPT, and ChatGPT just had a new feature where you can go and in the back end, you can fine tune their model. What I think they don't say is they partner with specific people to fine tune, and you have to spend, I think, if I'm correct, at least $1 million with them to fine tune ChatGPT to your company or your specific use case if you want to upload all this stuff. So theoretically, it's like, cool, you can fine tune a model to specifically do whatever you want. What this new study shows is forget the $1 million to fine tune a model. If you have that data, you can upload all of that data in the prompt, and it is the equivalent of fine tuning a model for free. And it can answer the question just as good. Now, this is especially interesting once we start looking at like open source models like Mistral or Llama 3, where it's like you have the model running locally on your device or on your server, and then you're uploading the stuff, and it's you know, being able to do this. So how do you actually make money from this? This is massive for side hustle potential right here. My prediction on where the entire field goes in the future because of essentially these findings, two things. Number one, I think everyone will essentially have their own model. If you're really good at doing one specific thing, you can just take your entire portfolio of examples of you doing that thing. Right now, this is like kind of like an LLM thing. It'll happen for like images and video, etc. So Jamie is going to take his entire wedding photography portfolio, be able to upload this into like the prompt, and he's going to say, shoot me a photo of like this specific person as a bride in like this specific setting. Here's my entire portfolio that I've done in the past, and it's going to be able to get like a Jamie style shot. And maybe someone is, you know, wants to see what they would look like in a specific dress as a bride or something, so they're going to go use Jamie's tool to get them to do that specific thing. My prediction is everyone will have their own AI models, but you don't actually have to fine tune or train your own AI models. You're going to use these foundational models that are already created, and you're just going to upload all of your own data into them, into the prompt itself. No need to fine tune, and boom, you have Jamie's custom AI model.
That's interesting. That's crazy. Yeah, I can't, like, so from like the hustle point of view, where do you see like someone like me using this, I guess? Because I can tell you're excited about it. I'm just trying to, in my mind, make a connection. The wedding photography one is good because it's like combining images. Like, I don't know. Give me something here. Let me give you something.
Okay, so the first thing is, the reason I'm really excited about this is because this plays in perfect to my like vision I've been working on for the last year and a half with AI Box, which is a no-code AI app builder and marketplace. And my prediction is always that there'll be millions of AI models in the future people are going to want to use. And then my assumption for the last, I would say, 9 months or so has been going in one direction, but this validates it, which is essentially everyone will be able to create the equivalent of their own AI models on AI Box. So you'll be able to go to AI Box, pick, let's say, ChatGPT or Llama or Mistral as like your model that's going to be used for your tool. You'll be able to upload all of your data into the prompt, and you'll be able to create really cool applications that do specifically what you're a professional at. So let's say you're a professional ghostwriter for Twitter. Like, it is crazy. So these guys are making like 15 grand a month ghostwriting like tweets for Twitter. And they're just like really, really good at making these really clever or edgy or sarcastic or whatever like their style is tweets. And some people really resonate with that style. They'll pay them 15 grand to like write their Twitter tweets for them, right? So they can go and take the entire, like a data set essentially of like, I've written 10,000 tweets. They put the whole 10,000 tweets into the prompt. They say, I want you to write a tweet for X, Y, and Z professional that does X, Y, and Z thing about this new event that happened in this style. Here's, you know, 1,000 examples of tweets that I have written, and it's going to write the perfect tweet about that thing. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like, it's a fine-tuned model on your specific style of doing something that people like. But you don't have to actually be doing it anymore. Now you've created a fine-tuned model of something you're good at. And you could be good at tons of things. I could be really good at writing tweets, but maybe I'm also really good at drawing crayon pictures, or I'm really good at editing the transition in TikTok videos in this specific way. Like, you're going to get to a point where you can have these fine-tuned models and all these things that you're really good at. You've done it a bunch of times, better than ChatGPT was ever trained, better than someone else that's kind of mediocre was ever trained to do. And if you're really good at something, you're going to be able to monetize it with AI.
So kind of like a AI personal assistant, full stop, like tailored to your needs, essentially, right?
Yeah, 100%. And I would say if people are interested in making money like today, what I would start doing, because this is actually fully possible with Claude has a big enough context window. GPT-4 is a pretty big context window, so I'd start looking at it. That might be more their API. But then Mistral and Llama are coming down the pipe. And, oh, I think Gemini might be the big one with the biggest context window right now, Google Gemini. I would say start creating your own data set. You are the data set. Start creating your own data set. Like, if you're really good at, let's do, say, the tweet thing, start compiling all the past tweets you've done into a text document, copy and paste it. If you've done articles, copy and paste them into something. If you do LinkedIn posts, if you do, like, whatever your creative output is, start creating your own data set, because whether it's a text, which you could start doing that immediately, or if it's images or video or something else, it's going to come in the future. Like, start making your data set because you will be able to create tools and monetize it. Also, get on the AI Box waitlist at AIBox.ai if you want to get ready for when we launch that thing.
Okay, that's awesome. That helps me clarify a little bit in my brain what we're talking about here. That's super interesting stuff. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow us and drop us a review. We really appreciate that. Feel free to ask us any questions too. We love to answer those. So if you have this a nagging question, drop us a nice review and ask your question. We'll do our best to answer it. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.